Welcome everybody, Shin number 820, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so an interesting question I just want to talk about. We started Simin Reish Ches, like we said, the various ins and outs, we're going through that. Just off the track for a minute, the interesting question came up in reference to somebody eats or drinks, and the bracha is a shehakol. In other words, they're eating a food that's a shehakol food, whatever the case is, or they're possibly drinking a shehakol, which is everything is shehakol pretty much as far as a drink, besides wine and grape juice, whatever. Okay, but be it as it may, let's say they're drinking a coffee and then they drank the right amount that they need to make the after bracha, the 3 ounces, right, at some point, either in the preferably 2 sips or at least under a 4 minute period. Or any other drink, soda, whatever the case might be. Okay, so now the question is, after they either eat this food that's a shehakol, or they drink this drink, which is also a shehakol, so they would like to take a candy or a mint or even possibly gum or whatever the case is, and that's it, and they'll be sucking on the candy for a while, right? Or they might even suck on 2 candies, one after another, whatever the case might be. And it's going to take a while. So the question is, but they already finished eating their food, which was a shehakol again, or they finished drinking the drink. And now there's a chiyuv of a bari nefashos, right? So when they made the original shehakol, when they finished the food from the drink, now they have to make a shehakol. Oh, so the question is like this. Where, if they make the shehakol, they would like to, you know, they had in mind, they would like to take this candy, mint, gum, whatever. So now the question is, so the problem is actually, if they're going to take this candy or a couple of candies, it could take a little while. And in general, there is no after bracha on candy, a regular sucking candy. We're talking about regular sucking candy, chewing gum, whatever the case is, or regular mint. So there's no after bracha because there's no sheer equal. You don't eat enough. You're barely swallowing the taste. And, you know, that's nothing, not again, come close to a, after bracha. Not in the right amount of time, for sure not. But be it as it may, there's no after bracha on these things, these items that one sucks on or chews on, whatever. So now the question is, so if I wait to make my bar nefashos, in other words, if I make my shehakol and on the drink, right, and I have in mind the candy after, in other words, I have in mind the drink and the candy, and it'll all be one bracha, very good. Or I eat the food, right, or I'm drinking a drink with the food, and I make one shehakol for the food and for the drink, and I also have in mind the candy or 2 candies that I'll be sucking on afterwards for quite a while. So now the problem which comes up, when they finish the candy, the mint or whatever it is, or the gum or whatever it is that they're, you know, they have in their mouth. So for that, they don't eat an after bracha, but they'll just forget. There's 2 things. First of all, it might pass the 72 minutes which one has for the food, right? A person has up to 72 minutes. For the sheer equal to make the bar nefoshos. On a drink, in general, we say it's less. We say we try and do it at least within a half hour. So if it's a drink, let's say a person drank coffee, again, this right amount of time, and have to make the bar nefoshos, so now the problem is, in general, we say half hour, right? But the Yevid, you could go up to 72 minutes with a drink also, but we try and keep it to a half hour. Kaf HaChaim and Rav Scheinberg, Zechatadak Levrach, said we go with that, the Kaf HaChaim, whatever. There are quite a number of others also. And the Mishnah Berurah also says that on a drink, the sheer equal, the amount of time one has to make the after bracha is less, even though there is a Aruch HaShulchan, it says up to 72 minutes. And I did hear from Rav Shmuel Fershlita in Chicago, said you could go with that. So, but yeah, you do have up to 72 minutes, but we try within a half hour as far as a drink. As far as the food, after food, right? If I ate something, let's say that's shehakol, and I ate enough to make the bar nefashos, I would have up to 72 minutes to make the bar nefashos. But if I'm taking these candies or mints or whatever, so number one, 72 minutes might pass, number one. Number two, I might just forget to make a bar nefashos, because in general, I suck on the 2 candies, right? I'm not going to be making a bar nefashos, so by the time I'm finished sucking on the candy 20 minutes later, even though I'm still within the amount of time that I could still make a bar nefashos on my food or on my drink, I'll just forget, because why? I don't make a bar nefashos after my candy, right? Or after my mint or whatever it is that I have in my mouth. Now, so a person wants to get out of this entire situation, in general. Okay, so Lamaisa, what's the best Eitzah Tova to do? We've spoken about in the past, it's actually just a quote from the, it's quoted various different times in various different Sfarim, just a quote. One of them, Sefer Eitzah Alachas, I just happened to see it real quickly, in Taka, now a Simon Reish Ches, Ois Kuf Chav Dalet in the bottom, he brings from us the Chemed, the Dafka Kesh Yeshle is a Sofik. If there is a Sofik, there's a question on a certain issue in the Brachis, whether a Machloikis, right, or whether one might forget or whatever, then it's muta ligra and bracha she'enet zricha. It would be allowed for one to make a bracha she'enet zricha, because, in other words, a bracha that's not needed, because now it is needed, because I might forget, or it's a machlekes amongst the poiskim, or whatever the case might be. But even without that, what one should do, when they make the shahakal, when they make the original shahakal on the food or on the drink, they should not have in mind the candy or mint or gum or whatever it is that they'll be taking in their mouth afterwards, right? They should not have it in mind. Or also they should be careful it shouldn't be in front of them, because when you make a bracha, you make a shahakal, automatically it goes on everything that's in front of you. If it happens to whatever be in front of you and you can't get to it and you can't move it out of the way or whatever, something along those lines, there is such a concept, one should bedafka, in general, one should bedafka have in mind this shahakal is only going on the food or on the drink. But assuming a person in general is going to get to take the candy or take the mint or whatever, so they should just have in mind simply the drink or simply the food. And it should not be going on the candy, it should not be going on anything else. And then once they're done with the drink, they're done with the food, and again, they ate the right amount, and they drank the right amount, or if it's both together, you can't put the drink and food together, but I ate the right amount of food, and also I had a drink, whatever, all this together. In other words, drink separately, food separately, we don't put it together, you can't be mitzvah for together, but I make one burn of fushas on both, like we've learned in the past, right? If I'm drinking a certain amount, and I drank the right amount for Bernefushes, and I'm eating a certain amount, and I ate the right amount for a Bernefushes also, we make one Bernefushes. So you make the Bernefushes, and then you take the candy, the mint, or whatever it is that you take in your mouth, you make the shahakal, you make a separate shahakal afterwards, and you move on. So even though even somebody might say it's really not, but even if somebody's going to say, well, that's really could be a bracha shenitzricha, a bracha that you really don't need, because you're making a ready one shahakal, so just have in mind the candy. But like we just mentioned from the Stechemed, and it's mentioned quite a number of places, various Mishabura talks about it, various different other Sfarim talk about it too, that again, if somebody wants to get out of a sofik, whether it's their major problem, they might forget to make a bracha like a Berna Fashes, or the time might run out or something along those lines, then even if you're going to say, well, it may be possibly bracha shenitzricha, which it really isn't, because it's hard to say that would be a bracha shenitzricha, but even if it is, over here it's a bracha shenitzricha, it's a bracha that one needs. In other words, making the shahakal, making the extra shahakal on the candy, mint, or so on. So again, just to sum up the entire situation, because there are quite a number of people here and there do ask this question, if I'm eating something or drinking something, and I would like to take a candy afterwards, I'd like to take a mint afterwards, a gum, or whatever the case is, I'd like to take, that is also a shahakal, right? So one should be careful when making the shahakal on their food or on their drink. They should not have in mind, and if for whatever reason it's on their mind to exclude that candy, gum, mint, or whatever it is they're going to take in after. In other words, to have in mind, my shahakal should only go on this drink. My shahakal should only go on this food and nothing else. And that's it. Finish. You're done. You make your bar nefashis on the food, make your bar nefashis on the drink, whatever it is. You go ahead and take the candy, take the mint, and make a new shahakal. And like this, you don't have the problem of, number one, possibly running out of the time, the half hour, 72 minutes, or number one, number two, or forgetting to make the bar nefashis altogether. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha and bracha kol tov.